Good evening.
Good evening.
And it's good to be back here at camp and see so many familiar faces, and welcome to those who came up today. Who came up today? Oh, welcome to you. Welcome to you. And we're going to sing number 44, Blessed Assurance. Number 44. While you're finding that, sorry, Brother Dan. Sorry. I did that all last week to Brother Jeff. Two or three false starts. But while you're finding that, number 44, I have to tell you about a time when I went to Keswick. We had a men's day there. And they had a time where it's meet and greet before the service. You know, you got to know each other and talk to each other. And one elderly gentleman, he had a practice of going around and poking you in the shoulder and going, "What's your story?" You know, he had his name Fred written on a label there, and he'd go, "What's your story?" And you had to tell him your story. Hopefully you had a good one. If not, he'd walk away and he'd find somebody else and poke them. And what's your story tonight? Maybe you're saying, "Well, my story is I'm a little tired. I had a tough day. I drove up here all, you know." My story is I went over to Sister Catherine, called her Sister Sarah, asked her how her husband was doing, thanking God he didn't go to heaven. It's just, you know. Sorry, Brother Vinny. I was.
That's not so bad.
That's not too bad. I thought it was Sister Sarah and Brother Louie, and
she's going there anyhow.
Good. I'll meet you there eventually. But well, anyway, Sister Catherine straightened me out, and I am now in my right mind, part of it. But this should be our story tonight. Amen.
Amen.
What is it? Praising our Savior.
Yes.
All day. We'll make it all night long. All right? At least for an hour. So will you join me? Do I have to give you some good reasons, or do you already have good reasons to praise Him? Good. Well, let's stand and let's do just that. It's 44. Before your throne and praise you and glorify you.
Yes.
We're thankful for the help of the Holy Spirit who meets us where we are and gets us to see the King high and lifted up. We pray, God, if anyone here tonight is weary or perhaps their heart's troubled, God, that they'll see the King high and lifted up in His train filling the temple. Lord, with all that's within us, we worship you. This is our story. praising you. We who have been redeemed, purchased, and we who have been reconciled to the Father, we have everything to rejoice about. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength you give us. Even as we praise and worship you, you build us up and strengthen us and meet us. And we're so grateful for that, Lord. And so, God, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth tonight. Help us, Lord God, to just let go and see the King.
Thank you.
We pray and ask this all, Jesus, in your conquering name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. You know, I like to tell a story on a teacher of mine, Sister Grace Schultheis. One of our favorite times living in the parsonage with them was Sunday dinner, because she was a great cook. As the great cooks we have here at camp. She loved to cook, and as much as she loved to cook, she loved to see you eat it. And very early I learned something with Sister Grace Schultheis. You had to be careful. Because the more you told her it was good, the more you got. And I wasn't always the biggest eater, but my mother raised me right, and I would say, "Boy, Sister Grace, that was really good." Before you know it, you had more on your plate. And as long as you kept saying, "Oh, that beef was really good. How did you cook it?" Another slice before you know it just got too much. And God's the same way. The more we worship Him, you know, and praise Him, the more of Himself He gives us. And what I love about the Lord, it doesn't matter what disposition you're in. Doesn't matter how you feel tonight. When we worship Him, He gives Himself to us.
Amen.
That's a great thing. That's a wonderful thing. Let's sing that third verse, and then let's worship Him with all our heart.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you, Jesus.
Lord, our God and King, we praise you, dear. Thank you.